This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli shelling and airstrikes killed at least 19 people in central and south Gaza on Tuesday, including two policemen who were helping protect humanitarian aid deliveries in the southern city of Rafah, Palestinian medics said. Qatar said on Tuesday it had delivered an Israeli ceasefire proposal to Hamas that reflected a three-phase proposal presented on Friday by U.S. President Joe Biden, and the paper was now much closer to the positions of both sides. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Hundreds of health workers killed in the Gaza war have included 55 highly qualified specialists who were seeking to create a health care system for a Palestinian state, Reuters found. Correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Dr. Serene Al-Attar, obstetrician. Dr. Medhat Saidam, plastic surgeon. Dr. Hamam Al-Lur, kidney specialist. They are among at least 490 Gazan healthcare workers killed since the war between Israel and Hamas broke out on October 7th, according to Gaza's health ministry. A network of knowledge that it will take Gaza years to recover died with them. But the health sector was making advances in some fields, thanks to investment and support from abroad, and the persistence of doctors like Al-Attar, Saidam and Al-Lur. They wanted to create a healthcare system for a future Palestinian state. Then came the war.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said on Tuesday people have placed their faith in his National Democratic Alliance for a third time, and he would continue the good work done in the last decade to keep fulfilling their aspirations. At the start of his address at BJP party headquarters, he said his win was a victory, but his party failed to win a